you might say, well, I just don't know
why he did that.
Okay. Or if something use the word make there, I don't know what
made him do that.
Okay, in present tense, he does it all the time.
He does it all the time.
Okay, I don't know what
makes him do that.
Okay, and if you say something happened and you don't know who did it, you might say, but people think that
he did it.
And the place where hay is stored
is a barn.
And
or hay loft. Now there's such a thing as a hay loft. Put the corn and the cribs down on the first floor, and then up above that, in the attic, we call it the loft, the hay loft. That's where you put the hay.
Okay. And if it's just for corn, and separate
in the crib.
Now you say that you all didn't use the word that meant another building just for other grain. It starts that same way. The
granary?
Yes.
We don't use it here. Now they do have silos here, but that's for green stuff that's cut green,
right,
and stored to feed
okay
them.
And if too much hay is gathered to get in the barn, how do
hay stacks
okay
in the out in the field? That's the one that has the pole going up through the middle, and they stack the hay all around.
Okay.
And a lot of times they put a canopy over the top of the plastic.
They call that a stack.
Yeah.
Okay. When you first cut the hay, what do you do with it? Are there any names around here? Just there's a little bitty pile here and here and here, and they're going to put them all together into a big haystack. Is there word for that those little piles?
Not that I know.
Okay. And the place where horses are kept is the
horse barn.
And
or stables. Now you might say there's two words.
Right.
Stables. I think I'd call that the stable.
Is that if it were a large?
Well, that's my horse barn right out there. We
okay
used to have saddle horses,
uh-huh,
and we kept them in there.
Oh.
But stable, the stables.
It's a larger place, maybe.
Well,
more.
It would be more than. No, not in it. It's barn or stable is interchangeable.
Okay. And the place where hogs and pigs are kept is
it's a pig sty or pig pen.
Oh, is that what you'd say?
Now, I think, and I thought we had that before. You asked me that last time in bed.
Oh, it did?
No.
Okay.
And I thought on that after you left. Pig pen, cow pen, that's all. And then you say horse lot.
Okay.
Or mule lot.
Okay.
Now that's the words that I was brought up on.
Okay. And what about a place where milk and butter is handled?
That's a dairy.
And where cows and sheep and other animals graze is out.
It's a pasture.
And did you all probably raise cotton around here? Or
yeah,
did you?
We had cotton.
And to work in it, what would you say? They have to go out and
work the cotton. We had land that would make a bale to the acre without any fertilizer.
That was rich land.
That was nice land.
Okay. What are the different things that have to be done to cotton in the process of raising it? Of course, it had to be planted, and then what?
Planted and chopped. Is that the word you're trying to get?
Okay.
You chop it because it's planted in a continuous stream, and you chop it out a whole width apart, just one or two stalks
okay
to the hill.
Okay.
And then you plow it, you work
okay
it, chop it and plow it, and
okay
pick it, gin it.
Right. What
and
you
set it and hope you make it a little money.
Okay. What do you call grass that grows up in a cotton field and you don't want it? You have to.
We just call it grass. It's got to be crabgrass is one of the main.
Or other different kinds of plants that are bad.
Weeds.
Okay. And what about the area that you plant? You might say cotton. There is a big
field.
Field. We have gotten that word. We've talked about fences too. If you set up a barbed wire fence, you must dig holes.